Hey, this is episode 91, and I'm talking classroom management, specifically self-reflection. I have my five key elements of classroom management, and number one in my five key elements is self-reflection, and that's what I'm focused on today. Specifically, six questions to ask yourself about you. That's right, because sometimes, and more times than not, we need to get ourselves under control to help us be better at managing our classes. Thanks for being here today. Enjoy.
They're not here for us. We're here for them. That's what it's about. Kids.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is all about assisting classroom teachers and school administrators to overcome the many walls or barriers that kids face. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is focused on helping you help kids achieve their dreams. As a note, I hope that you will stop by Stitcher or iTunes and leave me a star rating and a comment. That helps the show get noticed by more people. Thanks for listening and joining me week after week.
Welcome to the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, bringing you ideas and resources for K-12 classrooms, schools, and school districts. Hosted by Steve Mileto. And now, here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, today I'm talking about classroom management, and more specifically, I'm talking about self-reflection. And what I mean by this is I teach a class on classroom management, and I have what I call my five key elements to classroom management. And the first one of them is self-reflection, and that's what we're going to focus on today. And that's going to lead me to six questions to ask yourself about you. Because oftentimes, we are our own worst enemy in the classroom. We cause our own issues because of how we behave. And so let's take a look at what my six questions to ask yourself about you are. Number one, do you know when you are losing it? Number two, do you ignore or address? Number three, do you plead and beg, or is it my way or the highway? Number four, do you need help with organizational skills? Number five, are you consistent? Which equals to fairness, by the way. And number six, do you learn their names? And the key to all of this, the key to you in the classroom, is that you got to remember that somebody needs to be the adult. So let's take a look specifically at my six areas. So number one, do you know when you are losing it? What makes you angry? And how do you control you? Oh, come on now. I'm sure something makes you upset. I know that one of the things that drives me insane is if a kid wants to make my blood boil, then all they got to do is roll their eyes at me. That drives me nuts. That or just ignore me, flat out ignore me. Just walk away. You know, pretend like they didn't hear me, or, you know, stick the hand up and say, talk to the hand, man. I know that's a little bit old, but, you know, that type of ignoring or just failing to even want to, acknowledge you that you're there. I mean, that makes me angry. What about you? Do you know? What is it that will make your blood boil? Well, if you know what makes you angry, then you've got to know how to control you, which means what will keep you from getting angry and saying something you shouldn't or doing something you shouldn't. So for example, you got to know how to stay calm. One of the things I do is I take a deep breath and I remind myself that I am the adult. Because what you've got to do is stay emotionally objective. You got to keep yourself from getting angry over what the kid does. If the kid calls you a name, the kid calls you a name. Well, one of the things I like to do when a kid calls me a name is I'm going to get a funny little smile on my face and I'm going to look at him and say, dude, do you really want to call me that? Did you really mean to say to me what you just said? I don't know about you, but I just heard something that I'm not sure that's what you really meant. Come on. Did you mean to say that? And the reason why I'm doing that is because I want to give the kid a chance to save face. I want to give him a chance to recognize that they may have been a little heated at the moment and they want to have a second thought here and a do-over. You'd be surprised how many kids want a do-over and they back themselves into a corner And if you give them that chance, they'll get their way out of it by saying, I'm sorry, I'm just angry. I don't know why I said that to you. So number one of my six questions to ask yourself about you, do you know when you are losing it? And to go right along with that, what do you do to keep yourself from losing it? So if number one is, do you know when you're losing it? Number two is, do you ignore or address? And what I'm talking about here is that some adults are their own worst enemies in the classroom, because what they'll do is they'll have these rules, but they won't enforce them. Or a kid will step over the line and they won't say anything about it. And this happens in all kinds of different ways. Like, for example, you know, the kid's late to class for the umpteenth bazillion time, but they keep sneaking in, and the teacher even looks up and sees them, but doesn't say anything to them. What about uses profanity? Or what about doesn't get the work done? Or what about? You know, it's so easy sometimes to just ignore it because, what the heck? If I ignore it, we just can move on. If I address it, it's going to take time away from teaching in the classroom. That's not a good attitude to have. You know, that little voice, that little thing pops up on your shoulder and goes, you don't really need to do anything about it now. And the little voice pops up and says, I'm sure of it because everything will be fine. You know, whatever your little voice sounds like. The point is that you don't want to listen to that voice. You want to listen to the voice that says, you need to address this, because if you let it go, it's only going to get worse. And not only that, what's going to happen is that other kids in the class who you may have corrected before are going to go, hey, I did the same thing and you gave me detention. That's not, and you know the word they're going to use, fair. Right, so you've got to get over this. If you're someone who ignores, you got to make sure you address. And you got to make yourself do this, which means that you got to replace the voice on your shoulder as a voice of reason that's going to say, look, you need to address this, otherwise it's going to get worse. So think about it. Do you ignore or address? Because failure to do this is only going to make things worse. So if number one of my six questions to ask yourself about you is, do you know when you are losing it? Number two is, do you ignore or address? And number three is, do you plead, beg, or say, my way or the highway? If you're in any one of these three areas, you got trouble coming in the classroom. Pleading and begging is not going to work with kids. You know what I'm talking about. Come on, class. All right, guys. Come on, guys. Guys. Quiet down now. We need to focus. Hey, guys. It's time to... Guys. Hello. Come on, please. Oh my gosh, that's only going to get you in trouble with kids, because kids aren't going to respect you. You have no ability to get them quiet. Now, the other end of the spectrum can cause you just as many problems, like saying, it's my way or the highway, drawing a line in the sand and saying, none shall pass. And then they step across the line and you say, okay, I didn't mean that line, but I mean this line. Now, that may sound funny, but I've seen people do this. They draw the line in the sand, and there's a kid in there who's like, fine, you drew a line in the sand. I'm going to step across it and see what you do. And if you do nothing, they have you. Because I wonder if you'll ever do anything. So remember, someone has to be the adult, which means that you need to do this in-between area where you keep your cool and you address whatever it is that they're doing wrong. You don't plead and beg, and you definitely don't draw a line in the sand. You just say something like, you know, what's the rule? And they tell you the rule, and you say, well, you stepped over the line here. You broke the rule. There's a penalty for that. There's some consequences. And you deal with it in that manner, in a very calm voice. But if you focus on pleading, begging, and drawing lines in the sand, my way or the highway, you're going to have issues. So if my six questions to ask yourself about you, if number one is, do you know when you're losing it? And number two is, do you ignore or address? And number three is, do you plead, beg, or say my way or the highway? Well, number four is simply this. Do you need help with your organizational skills? Now, you know what I'm talking about. Do you lose papers? Are you struggling for any sort of, focus on what you did the day before or what you're going to do the day after? Are you having issues, you know, getting to things that you've said that you would do? Are you making promises that you can't keep? You know, all of this adds up to serious trouble in your classroom. You've got to be careful, because if you're having issues like this, then you need to stop and you need to go to someone who is good at organizing, all right? Very good at organizing, because they're going to help you create a system in which to turn, have the kids put papers in when they turn them in, and how to pick them back up when you're ready to give them back. They're also going to help you develop a method of dealing with when kids are absent, how they find the makeup work and what they do with the makeup work. Any number of things, from calling roll so you're not taking it forever to do it, to simply how you turn in projects. If you're not organized, if you're not following your plans, if you're not thinking in terms of time frames and such like this, you're going to get yourself in trouble, which means that you got to get better at your organizational skills. This is another thing that makes kids go, it's not fair. You took forever to get that back to us, and now we got a test again, and I don't even know what I'm talking about. And I don't even know what I'm doing, actually. Think about that. Do you need help with your organizational skills? Matter of fact, one of the things I'll do is I'll link in the show notes to Organize 365, which if you go back a few podcast episodes, you would have heard me interview Lisa, who is focused on helping people get better at organizing their lives. She's worth your time to listen to. So if my six questions to ask yourself about you are, number one, do you know when you are losing it? Number two, do you ignore or address? Number three, do you plead, beg, or say my way or the highway? And number four is, do you need help with your organizational skills? Number five is, are you consistent? If number five is about consistency, what I'm talking about here is consistency equals fair. Do you choose sides? Can you address without picking on someone or another? You know what I'm talking about. The idea that if you don't remember things very well, did you get onto this child over being late to class, but this one you didn't? And if this one is in their third late to your class, do you have a consequence for that? And you've not invoked the consequence. Well, other kids are watching that. If you're not consistent, then that tells the other kids that you're not fair. Consistency equals fairness in a kid's eyes, which means that, you know, if I do what that kid did, you treat us the same in that we get the same penalty, talking to, punishment, consequence, whatever. If you don't do that, you got chaos coming to your classroom, because some of the kids are going to know, hey, I can do whatever I want because I'm going to argue with her because she addressed it with me, but not with that kid and not with that kid. And I've got dates and I got times and I can show you exactly what's wrong with this picture. So are you consistent? Because consistency equals with fair, which means that you enforce your rules each and every time and you address things that need to be addressed. You don't ignore them. So if number one of my six questions is ask yourself about you is, do you know when you are losing it? And number two is, do you ignore or address? And number three is, do you plead, beg, say my way or the highway? Number four is, do you need help with your organizational skills? Well, then number five is, are you consistent? And then my final one, number six, is, do you remember their names? Remember, this is about you. Because in classroom management, sometimes we're our own worst enemies. And one of the things you've got to do is you've got to use their names. As soon as you can, you've got to start remembering their names and you got to start using their names. Not only in the classroom, but in the hallway. Not only in the hallway, but outside the building at the bus ramp. You know, it's wherever you are, if you go to a special event or something like this and you see one of your kids, use their name. If you are name challenged, then you've got to come up with ways of learning their names. Some of my favorite ways are the tried and true seating chart, as well as then using craft sticks. And I'll link to examples of these in my show notes. But it's important for you to start as quickly as possible on learning their names, using their names, because a kid who does something out of the ordinary, steps across a line, doesn't do what they're supposed to, if you don't know their name, then some of them are going to go, you don't know who I am, do you? Therefore, I can do whatever I want. Or they say the other thing, which is, if you're just addressing the whole class, that means you don't know it was me. Therefore, it's not me. And I'm just going to keep doing what I was doing because it obviously isn't really causing a problem. Otherwise, you would talk to me, which is what you're not doing. So do you remember their names? Well, you got to start learning their names from the bat. Be proactive. Once you start learning their names, use their names, not just in the classroom, but outside in the hallways, in the cafeteria, at special events, at sporting events, at band practice, at the theater production, whatever, use their name. And the theme out of all of my six questions to ask yourself about you, because we're reflecting on you, we're doing this self-reflection. This is my one of my key elements of classroom management. You finally have to keep in mind this. Someone has to be the adult, and that someone has to be you. It does. I mean, there's no arguing with it. And some of the worst things I've seen teachers get themselves into, they've forgotten who the adult should be. And it's quite sad. Because no learning is going to take place in the event that you are not being the adult. Chaos and problems are going to happen when the adult forgets to be the adult. So what about you? What questions do you have about you? What do you really know about you? I encourage you to take time and write down and be honest with yourself. If I could change some things, what things might I change about myself that would help me in the classroom? Because I'll guarantee if you're honest with yourself, there are some things that you do, some behaviors that you have, some ways that you act that will help you be better at classroom management. Food for thought. Thanks for listening. Have an awesome day.
Hello, listeners. We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. That's teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes. Just search Teaching Learning Leading K-12 in the iTunes store. Check back often for updates and new material.
Hang tight, everyone. I'm going to let go of the wall.
You have been listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, recorded in Eastman, Georgia, at the heart of Georgia Precinct.